This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And Dean.
On our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our, I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please. We have a very special, I was going to say caller on the line, but no, we're here to interview him. We called him, let that be stricken from the record, and we have Tim Ferguson.
Welcome.
Welcome, Tim.
Hey. Welcome to Joy.
Oh, long-time listener, first-time caller,
oh,
Jack.
Stop it. Hello
Jack.
There.
And Dean, the man. Jack, you are very, very funny, and you do it on stage as well. I think you are awesome.
Stop it. Yes, I let everyone know Tim's my biggest fan.
I am. I'm a fan. I go round and round and round, and I keep things cooler than they were. But, man, you are all cool.
Now, I might be one of your oldest fans, because I remember you from the Doug Anthony All-Stars back in the day. I remember being in Perth in Western Australia, and you guys came to the Regal Theatre, and you climbed over the seats, and I thought you were so naughty and so funny.
Oh.
Was that last year? Because we were at the Regal last year.
No, this is like 20 years ago, 20 or 30 years ago, yeah.
Oh, back in that
back in the 80s,
Yeah, there was less clambering over furniture because, you know, I travel in a wheelchair just because I'm a lazy bastard. But, we were doing some touring. We were over in the UK in August, September doing Edinburgh and, you know, just annoying people, really. They gave us a prize, which was nice.
A well-deserved prize. They didn't just sling it at you and said, here, have this.
No. They had a ceremony. There was a guy turned up. Eddie Izzard was there and gave a little speech.
God, I love him.
Oh, he's a wonderful man.
Yeah, I'm off to Ed Fringe, not doing a show, just running around doing gigs and being very silly and having a lot of beer. I'm head off next week. Any tips for the Fringe, Tim?
Yeah, good idea. Stay away from the Guinness. They'll offer you Guinness, eh? You got to drink the Guinness. Guinness is full of yeast, okay? What happens is everybody turns up for the first week, they all drink Guinness and sleep with each other. In the second week, they all have thrush and are blaming it upon each other. But it's the Guinness, man. Stay away from the Guinness.
Oh, duly noted. Now, you're not just giving
Very
Guinness...
Very important.
Yeah, I will do that. You're not just giving Guinness tips away. You're also giving how comedy works advice away. What are you doing a seminar?
Well, I do these workshops, Jack, which are like, it'll be 2 days coming up in August 4th and 5th, I think, where we spend the whole weekend and I take people through the mechanics of comedy, like the principles, the scaffolding around what makes people laugh. And like there are different kinds of jokes and everybody will recognize the jokes, but quite often they won't know that it's built upon a tradition. So we have, like, there are reinterpretations. You've got observation jokes. Mm-hmm. Repetition is a big one. Things like callbacks, running gags, distortions, cover-ups, limited view gags, the inescapable conclusion. That's a beauty. And comedians know this in their gut. Whether they know that they know it or not, the things that make people laugh are like magic tricks. There's only so much you can do with a drugged rabbit, you know. Once you've given once you've sent it to sleep, there's not much you can do. So I kind of explain how comedy works. If you're writing a sitcom, if you're writing a movie, a short movie, a web series, or just stand-up, I kind of take people through what it is to write a funny story, which, you know, Jack and Dean, that's your life.
Oh, constantly, one funny story after the other. Or sad story.
It better be. Like, I can teach you a joke now.
Oh, please.
Yeah, well, there's a joke type which I love called self-referential. And this is where the punchline only connects with the setup. And so you can have things like, I enjoy the comedy of self-deprecation, but I'm not very good at it. That's an Arnold Brown line. Yeah, and all he does is confirms my apathy causes me problems, but I don't care. Mr. Carl Crowther.
Yep.
And, you know, they go on and on, and there are millions of these puppies. I wanted to be a sex addict, but then I thought, screw that.
I like when
all sex addicts do.
Exactly. I like when comedians plant something in the first 5 minutes and then they reference it at the end.
We'll call
that. And you realise it was always there all along, just sort of...
Oh.
Yeah. I think that really cool.
Oh, yeah. And they seem so smart, but, like, they wrote the show.
Yeah, they know where it's going. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the callbacks are beautiful. Oh, wow, that's so clever. Well, it's not. You're just repeating yourself. Now, the other kind is, like, you can do a negation where you make what you just said not true. So you can do, Dave Bellware's got a good one. He says, I can be spontaneous if I have enough time to prepare for it.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Which, of course, yeah, so you just negated it. Tony Blair said, I never make predictions. I never have and I never will.
So that you, like, you're one-liners.
Yeah, and once you know the trick, then, you know, you can see the great comics all around the world and you'll be able to spot when they do that trick. Whether they know the trick or not, that's the thing that will surprise people and make them laugh. So I do this for 2 days and completely suck the fun out of comedy.
Yeah, by the end of it,
people, oh, yeah, like they still laugh, but afterwards they go, yeah, I see what you did there.
I was reflecting on recently I watched Nanette, as many thousands, hundreds of people have done as well. Which I guess is kind of meta, and it kind of talks into what you're talking about there, Tim, where she kind of reveals or lets us behind the curtain to understand what is happening. And it at points it is very uncomfortable, but you sort of leave with a respect for the art. Well, I certainly did.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a wonderful show. It's been filmed, I think it's on Netflix or Stan. If people haven't seen it, you've got to see Hannah Gatsby's Nanette. She's taking over the world, and rightly so. She's always been a wonderful comic and such a great person too, and such well-observed ideas she has. It's wonderful to see she's doing so well.
It's fantastic. Now, Tim, if people want to come along and be part of the Comedy Writing Masterclass in Melbourne, how does one get a ticket to the...
Well, they use the interwebs, Dean.
Interweb?
They go on the internet machine. They go on the internet machine and they Google it. And it's if you go to trybooking.com and just type in my name, Tim Ferguson, or Comedy Writing Masterclass, if you can spell all those words, then it'll pop up and then just give it all of your money.
Yeah, it's at the Wheeler Centre. Also, you can just look on possibly their website, they'll have it as well. It's a great space.
Yeah, you'll be able to find it at the Wheeler Centre and it'll be great. There'll be lots of people there who are producers or writers or screenwriters or comedians. Definitely worth sleeping with all the people who come to the masterclasses.
You heard it here first. Good advice.
Just have a vodka soda and lime maybe.
Well, yeah, people do say, you know, what's the best thing? It's like, well, they all go and sleep with each other and then we just wait for the movie. We're still waiting. I think they're all still sleep with each other. But eventually, you know, they'll work it out.
And that makes beautiful comedy happen.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
But yeah, trybooking.com, Comedy Writing Masterclass. Mm-hmm. And you can come and learn how to write Jack Handy jokes, like the one where he says, I can picture in my mind a world without war, a world without hate, and I can picture us attacking that world because they'd never expect it.
Oh, love it.
Fantastic. Classic. Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Oh, Jack and Dean, you're the best. You're the best. You're the best. You're the best. You're the best.
Thank you so much. So the Comedy Writing Masterclass in Melbourne is on 4th and 5th of August at the Wheeler Centre. Google it now. You're on Joy.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.